Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com, and we are here with another of our mentoring Q&A sessions. So a particular email came in, and it was so much like so many of the emails that I get that I wanted to talk to y'all about it, and I realized that it's not so much what I was thinking was a mindset issue as it is a strategic issue. It's more about the approach to this business. So you have someone, right, who sits there and they find out about internet marketing and they're like, wow, that sounds great. I can work from home. I can have unlimited earnings, blah, 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 set my own hours. It sounds incredible. And then they start trying to learn about it. And so what happens is they invest a lot of money because every single day you're learning about different strategies. So you're like, oh, wait, this is the next thing. Oh, shoot, I was studying that. I need to be studying this. And so they invest in a ton of different courses. And then they're basically frozen. They're sitting there going, what do I do? And they don't know how to really implement it for their own business. And what makes it worse is, like I've said before, this is not a franchise. Internet marketing is not a franchise where you're going to say, you know, oh, you want to be in internet marketing? Let me hand you this big blue thick binder, and it's going to tell you what steps to take, and then you can have your own business, you know, like a McDonald's franchise would or something. It's not like that at all. The first thing that I want y'all to adhere to from here on out, if you haven't before, don't look back and beat yourself up over it. Just do it from here on out. If you don't have the money for something, either earn it specifically for that, like set aside a little bit of money, or don't buy it. Because I don't believe in going into debt or borrowing against your mortgage or 401k or anything like that. This particular person, I think, had borrowed against their 401k for $3,000 to buy a program. And what happened, and this goes into the second thing that I want you to do, is use everything you buy ASAP. What happened is this $3,000 program, they kind of didn't get it off the ground. They didn't get into it. And then the training was removed. So a lot of things in this industry, they evolve very, very quickly. So the knowledge that you buy and implement today may not be relevant in 6 months. And that's just part of this career. So if you don't like that idea, then you probably need to choose something else. There are some evergreen things, such as the skill to learn how to write blogs or something like that. That's going to be a skill, or copywriting. That's going to be a skill that you can use from here on out in this business. However, some of the things, you know, if you looked at a specific video marketing tactic or something like that, it may change because the technology changes, the criteria, the algorithms, all of that is something that evolves very quick. So, number one, don't spend something that you don't actually have the money on hand for. Number two, and I don't care, you have to really understand the lure of copywriting, okay? So, they're going to convince you that number one, you have to have this, you know, and if you don't, you're going to fail. So don't buy into that. It'll usually be available later or something like it. Number two, use it as soon as you get it. Whenever I buy something, when I spend money on something, or even when I review something, I sit down right then, open the file, and get to work on it. I do not let it go to waste. It's very, very rare that I would ever not get around to something unless major catastrophe in life happened or something like that. If you don't have that discipline, again, I've beat this into y'all's head this week, treat yourself like an employee, and would you fire yourself? If I gave you a company credit card and you spent my money, and I'm an employer, and you spent my money on a tool for $3,000, a course, and you never did anything with it, I'd fire you, okay? So if you're going to fire yourself and you keep making these decisions like that, then it's time to say, okay, you know what? This isn't my thing. I'm not, unless you plan to get very disciplined with it, then you don't approach this career anymore. Okay, so give yourself an ultimatum a bit. So the third thing is that this business is not fast. This particular person seems kind of in a rush. She says it seems so time consuming, and she's talking about her age and other people are already making money, and here I am, I just want to make this first $100 online. And what I can tell you, and I've said before, is there are some things that are quicker. Like if you want to be a service provider, if you see you can write, then go write for someone else. There's your first $100 online. It's not one of those things that's going to be residual earnings. It's a one-time earning, but that's okay. You can use that money to invest in your education and your other aspects of your business. The next issue is thinking of this as a game. I heard this week when all those emails came in this past week, I heard a lot of people saying this internet marketing game. This is not a game, and I think that's where a lot of this wrong approach, I'm not going to say mindset, I think the wrong strategic approach comes from. You feel like it's almost like you're walking into some sort of casino, and if you happen to roll the right, pair of die or whatever, then it's going to be a hit for you. Or if you pull the lever and you get the right combination of things, you're going to be able to make money. That's not it. This is a business, not a game. It's not something, you literally need to sit down and make a plan for it. You do not just wake up every morning, sit down in your chair and just go, what am I going to do? How can I make money? It's not like that. Sit down either with a spiral or sit down at your laptop or whatever. Open up a file and make a business plan. And by business plan, I'm not talking about all the things that a bank would need for a loan. I'm talking about your plan, your daily tasks that you need to do, your strategic socializing that you need to do, because it's part of this business, socializing with affiliates and JV partners and things like that, getting engagement. So you need the technical tasks every day that you're going to have. You're going to need things for traffic. You're going to need things for like blogging and ideas and research and leadership skills and copywriting and all kinds of stuff. So you need to make a list of all of those main elements of being an internet marketer, and then write down tasks that go with that every day or things you need to learn. If you don't know how to do copywriting, you learn it. How do you learn it? If you have money, you buy a really good course that's very reputable. If you don't have money, or maybe mentoring, if someone coaches out there, if you don't have it, then you learn for free on the internet. Okay, so I had to pause there for a second. Okay, so again, not a game. Be very, very strategic. Sit down and make a business plan for how you're going to approach this next year in this business. What are you going to do? What tasks do you need to do? Sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and you find out along the way, oh, I didn't know I needed to know that. I didn't know I needed that tool. So another thing, the last thing on this list is the strategy. This particular person says, I look at this guy, Russell Brunson. He's just like fire, fast acting. And I realize he doesn't have a blog, or he doesn't waste his time putting up and writing blogs. So she's wondering if she should even blog. So the thing is with this, everyone has a different blueprint. It's like snowflakes. With snowflakes, there's no two are alike. Same thing with internet marketing. There's some people who blog. There's some people who don't. Some people only do YouTube videos. Some people only generate a following at seminars. They go and do these little get-togethers, and they generate a following there, and then they get on Facebook and do a live or something like that. You will not have the same blueprint. What you need to do is find out what you're good at and what you enjoy. Those two things. What are you good at and what do you enjoy? And maybe there's something you think you might enjoy, but you're not good at it. Then you learn how to get better. So when I look at my own blueprint, I sit there and say, okay, I have non-marketing topic blogs. I have tangible sites like toys. I have combination sites like survival, where it's, I can sell digital or tangible products. And I have some that are just digital, like mindset or confidence or whatever. I have a PLR store that I work on. I have info products that I work on. I'm an affiliate marketer for other marketers. I do Kindle fiction and nonfiction. So everyone's going to have a different blueprint. You don't need to worry about what everyone else is doing. All you need to do is say, okay, what do I enjoy? And the first thing that starts with is a niche. You have to know, what are you interested in? It does not need to be marketing. I would always do a marketing blog on the side just to share your journey and make a little extra money. That's fine. That's good to do. Where are you? Where have you been? Talk about where you've fallen short, how you screwed up, how you improved, what are you just the bomb at, all that kind of stuff. And then also have other in particular niches that you like. It could be anything. It can be pets. It can be, you know, organization for your house. It can be anything you want, as long as there's profit potential. I personally like to go with most things that are dual profit potential, where I can make profit on tangible items that they buy, like gardening, for instance. I can make money on that, or I can make money on courses that teach them things. So those are niches that I like to be in mostly, for the most part. You might like something else. So what you do is say, okay, so what do I need to do for this particular niche? Well, I'd like to be an affiliate for this niche. Okay, where do you want to be an affiliate? Amazon, Share a Sale, whatever. I'd like to maybe write some courses, or I'd like to be an affiliate marketer for some digital courses. Okay, are there digital courses? Look on ClickBank. Look on everywhere you need to look, Udemy or whatever. Okay, great. Maybe you'd like to write your own info product or be a leader in that niche where you teach a course. Okay, create that. Now, where are you going to sell it? Figure that out. All different kinds of things. Maybe you want to publish on that. So, but if you're in a hurry, this is not the career for you unless you want to be a service provider. Could you also go the quick route, launching a PLR or launching an info product? Yes, but it requires someone who basically, if you're talking about fast money, it requires you to basically know everything already, how to get that sales letter up, how to get that JV page up, how to network and get those affiliates on board and stuff like that. That's going to be your fastest route. So basically what I want to get at with you is a lot of people are just kind of latching onto this one little thing, like how do I maximize my PLR that I bought for profit? That's not what this is about. Sit there and think about your business strategy and what all do you need? Okay, today I need to make some emails. Okay, so how can I make those emails? I can either write them from scratch or I can use some ready-made content that I have. That kind of thing. That's a tool for you. You need to have a strategy already in place for how you're going to make profits and then use those tools like PLR to help you shorten the process. Okay, so I hope that helps, and ask me more questions if you have any.